This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Election silence period begins from midnight yesterday. All election-related campaigns and publicities to be prohibited. Ruling Alliance appeals people to take part in election enthusiastically to defend constitution and ensure political stability. Home Minister Balkrishna Kant assures election security and urges people to cast vote without fear. And North Korea fires yet another ballistic missile hours after threatening a fiercer military response. Now the news in detail. The silence period of the November 20 elections to the House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly has begun from midnight yesterday. According to the Election Code of Conduct, the silence period comes into effect from 48 hours before the voting day until the polls are closed. Organizing a press conference yesterday, the Election Commission said the political party office bearers, candidates, and the sister organizations of the party or related individuals have to abide by the code of conduct during the silence period. On the occasion, Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia said election campaigning as well as any type of discussion, interaction, assemblies and other gatherings are not allowed during this period. Likewise, the Code of Conduct states that election publicity materials of the political parties or candidates kept 300 meters around the polling station should be removed 48 hours before the voting day. Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia further said the commission had aimed at making the final election result of the first past the post category within the 3 days of the voting day. Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia further said the commission has targeted to unveil the final result of the proportional category after 5 days from the date of bringing out the final result of the first past the post system. The Left Democratic Alliance has urged all to take part in the voting in November 20 elections nationwide for defending the constitution, ensuring stability and development in the country. Issuing a joint statement on behalf of the alliance yesterday, the leaders of the four major parties have called on the voters to take the general election as a national festival and participate in voting. The four leaders said that the alliance was together at one place to conduct the elections in a free, fair and credible manner. Prime Minister Sherbhadu Deoba says it is the responsibility of all to make the election a success. Issuing a video message yesterday, the Prime Minister said that the periodic elections are the soul of democracy in a democratic regime and people should participate in the election process to express their will. He also confirmed that the country was heading to the final stages of the elections. Prime Minister Deoba added that the country completed the stages of political struggle from the anti-Rana regime movement to the present, saying uncertainties were created after the dissolution of the parliament twice. Prime Minister Deoba vowed to lead the country in consensus and cooperation. Home Minister Balkrishna Kant has appealed to all to cast votes in the November 20th elections with full confidence, assuring robust security arrangements. Talking to the National News Agency yesterday, Home Minister Kant said the coordination among four security agencies had been made stronger, while election security had been arranged as per the nature of the constituencies and districts. Home Minister Kant further stated that strong security has been arranged for the safety of the officials, voters and ballot boxes. National Election Observation Committee has said the election programs will be monitored in all 77 districts by trained observers. In a press conference in Kathmandu yesterday, the committee informed that it has deployed 2,000 election observers to monitor the silence period in all 77 districts of seven provinces. State Minister for Foreign Affairs of Japan, Shinsuke Takai, is coming to Nepal to observe the November 20 elections. According to the Embassy of Japan in Nepal, State Minister Takai is scheduled to visit Nepal from the 20th to 21st of November. State Minister Takai will be the highest dignitary to represent Japan to observe the election in Nepal. During his stay in Nepal, State Minister Takai is also scheduled to pay courtesy calls on the high dignitaries of Nepal. Newly appointed ambassador of Nepal to Brazil, Nirmal Raj Kafle, presented the letters of credence to Vice President of Brazil, Mi Antonio Hamilton Martins, at a ceremony organized at the President's office on Wednesday. In a brief discussion that followed the presentation of credentials, Vice President Martins welcomed Kafle as the ambassador of Nepal and affirmed full support of the government of Brazil in further consolidating the bilateral relations. The Embassy of Nepal in Brazil stated in a press release that Ambassador Kafle emphasized the need of exploring sectors of common interests. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. North Korea has fired a ballistic missile towards its eastern waters hours after threatening a fiercer military response to efforts by the United States to boost its security presence in the region. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the short-range ballistic missile was fired from North Korea's Wonsan area on Thursday. The Joint Chief of Staff said the missile flew around 240 kilometers and reached an altitude of 47 kilometers. The Joint Command says the South Korean military will continue to maintain a firm readiness posture. More strikes have been reported across Ukraine days after one of Russia's most intense bombardments of the war. A BBC report cites officials saying that a gas production facility and a missile factory in Dnipro were among the latest targets and that at least four people died in one area. In recent weeks, Russia has looked to target key Ukrainian energy infrastructure following a series of battlefield setbacks. Moscow has not yet commented on Thursday's alleged attacks. A deal to allow vital grain exports to continue from Ukraine's southern Black Sea ports has been extended for another 4 months. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Thursday that the deal would continue for 120 days with Kiev and Moscow's approval. It was due to expire on Saturday. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan welcomed Russia and Ukraine's consensus on continuing the deal. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Kandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is also the possibility of light snowfall at one or two places in the eastern and western high mountainous regions. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 20.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 10 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Election silence period begins from midnight yesterday. All election-related campaigns and publicities to be prohibited. Ruling Alliance appeals people to take part in election enthusiastically to defend constitution and ensure political stability. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand assures election security and urges people to cast a vote without fear. And North Korea fires yet another ballistic missile hours after threatening a fiercer military response. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.